This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. Nearly 10 years ago, New Orleans was inundated by floodwaters when the city's levees failed spectacularly during Hurricane Katrina. After the flood, there was fierce debate among residents and outsiders about whether New Orleans could come back. Middle and working class neighborhoods like one called Gentilly struggled to rebuild. Marketplace wealth and poverty reporter Noelle King has the story of a financial institution itself devastated that played a key role in the rebuilding.
Alden McDonald, the CEO of Liberty Bank, is walking the site of what will be a new branch.
What is behind this piece here?
Goes right here, and the other one's on the other side.
We're in Gentilly, a middle-class, racially mixed neighborhood whose northern end butts up against Lake Pontchartrain. McDonald says that as the city's only African-American-owned bank, Liberty's mission, in part, is to help the city build its black middle class.
We have used on this project so far, if not 100% minority contractors, is pretty close to it. So the engineers on this building, local custom of ours, just providing jobs, building business, building the community.
Back in his office, McDonald tells me the flood nearly ruined Liberty. The six-story headquarters flooded from the top, the roof was ripped off. With customers scattered across the country, McDonald started to appreciate the importance of online banking. He hired 15 tech-savvy employees. Today, he says around 70% of those displaced customers still bank with Liberty from all around the country. The year after Katrina was the most profitable in the bank's history. McDonald says Liberty became more efficient.
We had facilities that we didn't reopen, and we should have closed them before, but didn't have the foresight, or we were servicing communities. Those communities didn't come back, so it afforded us an opportunity to rebalance our expense levels.
But for many people who did come back, Liberty was crucial, making home and car loans. Alicia Brookins remembers the first time she pried open her water-swollen door.
My refrigerator was in that corner. When I got here, it was on the other side of the room. That should tell you just how much of a force it was.
Brookins was without a home, a car, a cell phone. Everything was difficult, but she says one thing made her life a little easier. When Brookins' homeowner's insurance check finally arrived, her bank was closed, but Liberty was open for business in Gentilly.
What I liked about them, whenever you came in, hello, how you doing? Come on back, you need anything? That was a comfort because the big banks weren't doing that.
10 years after the flood, Liberty is building smaller branches and more ATM machines. Alden McDonald realized if Liberty could help New Orleans rebuild, it could do the same in inner city Detroit or Chicago or Kansas City. In New Orleans, I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.